Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Skip.
Hey, you wanted to see me, Coach?
Yeah, sure did.
Skip,
do you remember our deal at the end of last year?
Remember it? It's all I've thought about all summer. After 4 years of riding the bench, you promised me if I hung in for a fifth year, you'd make me starting quarterback. It's what I've been living for. Yeah, I'd say I remember it.
Huh. Have a seat.
Is there a problem, Coach?
Well, you know, we got Bo Whitley now. I mean, there was no way at the end of last year that I could have conceived of getting the best quarterback in the country to play for Minnesota State. I mean, if I'd have known that, I'd let you graduate last year so you could get on with your life.
But you promised.
I know. But I also promised the team I'd make them winners, and you know the law of promises. You always honor the promise you make to the most people. So here's what I was thinking. Now, you've done some kicking in the past, right? What would you say if I told you that from now on, you are my number one kicker?
I don't know what I'd say. I feel like I just got my guts ripped out.
Great. We got a deal?
What choice do I have?
Hey, that's my boy, Skipper Dipper. You're my kicker. Hey, Jimbo, you wanted to see me, Coach?
Sure did.
Jim, you remember our deal at the end of last year?
Remember it? I think about it every day. After 3 years on the bench, I'm finally going to get to be the number one kicker.
Huh. Have a seat, Jim. Couldn't sleep last night. I started thinking back to some of the truly happy moments in my life. When I put on my first football uniform, and the day I got my first car, and the day that my grandfather got that surgery that restored his sight, God love him. Of course, none of that even comes close to the way I feel today. Because today I get the chance to introduce to you the young man that's going to take Minnesota State all the way. The new quarterback, the Screaming Eagles, Bo Whitley! Thank you.
Yes! Bo Whitley!
How about that? Thank you all so much for coming out today. You know, I prayed long and hard about my decision to come to Minnesota State. I had offers at a lot of other schools, but a voice kept telling me, go to Minnesota State. Go to Minnesota State. Heck, Coach Fox must have called me 3 times a day for a year.
I did, too.
And I'm glad he did.
Thank you.
Now, if the good Lord will just let me stay healthy, hopefully I can make you all as happy about my decision as I am. Thank you. press. He's all yours.
Oh, first question.
I cannot believe this day has finally come.
No.
Ranked in the top 20 for the first time in our lives. Our first real chance at a bowl bid. We could even go undefeated. I'll tell you, Hayden, if I died today, I'd be happy for the rest of my life.
This is so exciting. I don't think I've ever seen you this happy.
Well, I've never had anyone come into my life that's made me this happy.
Present company accepted, I assume.
No, I mean, this is the first time I've ever... Oh, I know where you're going. I know. Except for you. And you too, sweetheart.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, Kelly, isn't this great?
Gee, Dad, since you're in such a good mood, maybe you could be nice to my husband today. He's been sitting in the corner so as not to annoy you.
Oh, that is so sweet of him.
Hey, dude. Include him.
What about if I just wave to him? Hey, Stu. Oh, geez, he's coming over here.
Coach, can I pull you away for a second?
Oh, you sure can. Hey, Stu, thanks for not annoying me.
Gotta hand it to you, Hayden. Bo Whitley is a superstar. You did a masterful job of recruiting.
Oh, gee, Clifton, I didn't think I'd ever hear a compliment from you.
I never thought I'd have one to give. Let's face it, you're going to have a fantastic year. Now, on behalf of Channel 6, what would you say this year to finally agreeing to do a coach's show?
Gee, I don't know, Bobo. Never made a big deal about this, but I kind of cherish my weekends.
We'll do them right after the game. I mean, it'll be fun. With the kind of year that you're going to have, people are going to be calling you up and singing your praises. It's probably not going to be so much a coach's show as a weekly tribute to you.
Well, I guess that's true. And after 20 years of being hacked by every slimeball journalist in the country, I wouldn't mind a little tribute.
Then let me be your tributary.
Huh? Okay, what the heck? You got a deal.
Fantastic. Hey, everybody, guess what? Channel 6 is finally going to have the Hayden Fox Show.
Hayden, that is great. It's about time you got your own show.
Hey, thanks, Lou.
Can I be on it?
Nope.
Okay, congratulations anyway.
Listen, as long as you're in such an agreeable mood, I'd like to ask you something.
Fire away.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking that since everything seems to be going so well this year, and you seem to be in unusually high spirits, that now might be the perfect time for my mother to come and finally meet you.
Well, this is something you've wanted for a long time, isn't it?
Well, it's not so much something I've wanted as something she's wanted. I'd say she's mentioned it 60, 70,000 times.
Yeah, let's tell Mildred, come on over.
Really?
Oh, sure. Well, let's fly Mildred out here for the first game. You know, we'll wine and dine her and show her all the sights and put her back on a plane. She'll be home before midnight.
Okay, then.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm in a good mood, honey. She can stay the night.
Okay.
Then we'll fire her off in the morning. Thanks, everybody, for coming to the first game of the season. I want you to know you are the greatest.
I want you to know that it's fans like you that made this thing that
you're
trying to
take. Hayden, I didn't know you'd come in.
Coach, the team's ready for the pep talk.
Got to get this first job. Could be the president or somebody calling me. Wish me well. Go chair. Yeah, sure. Luth, it's for you.
Mr. President? Oh, hi, it's you. Yeah, you're kidding. You're kidding. Hey, thanks a lot for calling. Let me know, okay? Yeah. You're not going to believe this. My loan came through.
What loan?
A home loan. I bought a house.
You bought a house? Well, geez, why didn't you tell me?
I'd ask fate if I told you. I'd jinx it. I just figured, you know, with Bo Whitley being here, if there's ever a time to crawl out on a financial limb, this was it.
Oh, Lutz, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah, for me too. Your first house. Big change, huh?
Hey, don't I know it? I've rented my whole life. Being a homeowner is going to be like going into the great unknown.
Well, when do you move?
Oh, I don't have to. I bought the house I've been renting.
Coach, not trying to run things, but I think the guys are ready for a few words from you now.
Okay, I'll be there in a second, Bo. Bo. You know, if I haven't said it already, or if I haven't said it enough, or if I haven't said it today, I just want you to know that I thank God that every minute you're here.
Right, Coach.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Christine.
Is now a good time?
Well, gee, I got to give the pep talk, but, yeah, well, I mean, we make it quick.
I meant to meet my mother.
Oh, your mom? Well, gee, I don't think there's time for that. We got kickoff in 7 minutes.
Hayden!
No, listen, how about if we just meet her down here at halftime? I mean, we've got to have a big buffet and everything. That way, Milton and I can get a chance to know each other.
Well, okay, all right. All right. Good luck.
Hey, don't need luck. Got Bo Whitley.
Well,
see you at halftime.
Here I am, all fresh and ready to meet that man of yours.
Well, where is he?
Well, you just missed him.
I did. Oh, darn those electric hand dryers.
Gentlemen, each year at the start of the season, I stand up here and tell you that I firmly believe the upcoming season can be a great one. Well, this year, I'm not just blowing smoke. Because you are a great team. And I stress the word team because that's what you are. Despite all the hoopla today, there's more than just one name in the program. All your names are in it. You're all equally important. Now, for some of you, this is your first year with me. Others have been with me 4, 5 years. But this is a year you're going to remember. Because this is a year that's going to make all those other years in your life seem meaningless. What do you say? Let's get up now as a team. Let's go out there together, and let's make some history! Yeah! You bet! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Bo! Son, I have been waiting a long time to do this. No! I can't move my shoulder! Can't move it. It's killing me.
What do you mean it's killing you? All I did was high-five you.
My whole shoulder feels like it's on fire.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Dobber, go get Doc.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, look, just shut up.
It feels like he tore something.
I couldn't have torn anything, Bo. Come on. Hey, Bo. Do this.
I can't even lift it, Coach.
Come on, Bo. Just do this here. What the hell's the matter with you?
I think he's gonna faint.
He's gonna faint. My whole life flashes before me. I just bought a house. I gotta sit down.
Doc's coming. How is he?
I'm a little lightheaded.
I got no time to wait for Doc. Get Bo to the hospital. My whole life, my whole career's riding on this kid's shoulder.
I got a mortgage, for God's sake.
Don't worry about it, son. Everything's gonna be okay.
What if Bo can't play?
We'll lose every game. We'll be finished. Our lives will be over, and I'm going to owe $62,500.
No, wait a minute. Let's not panic.
Escrow, I got to get out of escrow.
Maybe with luck, Bo will be back for the second half.
Phone, I got to find a phone.
Luther, just stop it. Stop it.
Is it getting darker in here?
Luther, listen to me. The team's going to be looking to us for strength, okay? We're the coaches, for God's sake. We got to start acting like coaches. We can't panic. Let's just keep our wits about us, Luke. We got to be strong, like rocks. Let's be rocks, okay? Let's go out there. Just be strong. Be strong. Come on, show it to him. Give it to him. Strength.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the first half.
That is the worst half of football I've ever seen in my life. I don't remember. Did we ever have the ball?
Any words of wisdom for the second half?
Not for me. I'm not going to see the second half. I'm going to go home, put on my heavy boots, tie my car battery around my waist, go for a swim.
Better swim would cheer us all up. Oh, I better go check on a team.
Well, where's Bo? How come Doc hasn't called?
Well, if he hasn't called, that probably means he's on his way back. Like, if he had called, that'd be bad news, right? Of course, that's just my opinion. I'm negative. Maybe it's good news.
Bo?
Coacher.
Well, that's bad news. Thanks. You're going to love this. Bo's shoulder's dislocated. He's going to be out half the season. Want anything to eat, Luther? Good. Worst day of my life.
Hi.
Christine, I swear to God, if your mother's out there...
No. She's not. She's not, but she will be here in a minute. What happened?
Hi, Edith. When can I run?
I'm really sorry about the first half. Any word on Bo?
Oh, yeah. Bo's shoulder's dislocated. He's out 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh. How did it happen?
I did it.
You did it?
Yeah. Just gave him a high five, Christine. I mean, I've done it 1,000 times to 1,000 other players, but because this is the finest athlete that I've ever had the privilege of coaching, just tore up every muscle in his shoulder.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Christine, I just don't understand it. I mean, I thank God every second he was here. I mean, doesn't somebody keep track of these things?
Coach, huh? I know you probably don't feel like talking, but I think the team really needs to hear something from you. They're a little shell-shocked in here.
Hayden, this is so unfair. You've worked so hard, you deserve better than this. Maybe some miracle will happen in the second half and the team will rally and everything will turn around and you'll have a come-from-behind victory.
Oh, thank you, Christine. You're full of cow flop, but I love you for it.
True what they say, you don't buy beer, you rent it. Oh, my. Who did this?
Hayden.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's having a really terrible day, Mother. Poor guy is practically in tears.
Yes, watching him down on the field, he did seem high-strung. You know, I'm surprised, Christine. You've always been so calm and poised. I never thought you'd go for somebody so emotional.
He's not emotional, Mother. He's passionate.
I have never understood you since the day you came home from college.
I just feel so sorry for Dad. And this was supposed to be one of the happiest days of his life. Now it's just like all the others.
How do we cheer him up?
We don't. When Hayden has had a setback like this, all you can do is let him be. The less said, the better.
There he is.
Excuse me.
41-2. How do you lose a football game 41-2?
I got it all on film, Coach. If you want, we can look at it tomorrow.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. How you doing, Hayden?
Well, 41-2.
Yeah, I know.
But your friends are here now, your family, people who care about you. And right now, all everybody's thinking of is you and your welfare.
By the way, I got out of the house.
Do you think you're up to meeting my mother?
Well, heck, that's why I'm here. Yeah, let's get it over with.
That's a spirit, Coach.
Hayden, this is my mother, Mildred. Mom, this is the elusive Hayden Fox.
It's really nice to meet you, finally.
Nice to meet you, too, Mildred.
I'm really sorry about the game.
Oh, heck, it's just the first game of the season. I'm sure we'll lose a lot more.
Well, why don't we all just sit down?
I'm really sorry about Bo Whitley, Dad. But I guess, cosmically, it just wasn't meant to be.
Guess not.
Sir, I know right now the last person in the world you want to be hearing from is me.
That's right, Stu.
Oh, look, if it's any consolation, I think I understand what you're going through.
Mother?
Just last fall,
My bridge club lost to the Paducah County All-Stars. We were this close to winning the Lyle Moat Award. So I know about disappointment.
Yeah, you've been to hell and back.
Mother, you're not helping. I was just trying to point out that we all have setbacks in our life. It's not the end of the world. Life goes on.
Christine, just get her out of here, will you?
But I did not come all the way from Kentucky to be talked to like this. Excuse me.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, wait a minute. Sir, please, wait. I didn't mean to insult you. And believe me, I don't have the strength or the time to explain to you why winning is so important to me. I mean, it's my life. It's who I am. It's what I live for.
And I was just trying to point out, it's a game. It's not that important.
Oh. Christine, get her the hell out of here, would you?
Mother, would
no,
you...
No, wait a minute. Wait. Just, Mildred, look. Just hear me out. And don't talk, because when you talk, it just drives me nuts. You came here because you wanted to get to know me. Well, this is who I am. This is me. I take things hard, and I don't know why. I guess it's because maybe I'm just an emotional guy.
Passionate.
Not in front of your mother. Let me get to the point. I mean, I take things hard, you know? I mean, you're right. There are things in my life that are more important than victories, you know? You are right about that. Your daughter is more important. And my friends are more important. My daughter is more important. And Stuart's over there. I mean, you were right about all that, and I'm going to put all that into perspective. But not tonight. Tonight, I just want to feel bad. I just want to hide from the world. Can you understand that?
I'll try.
That's good. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just going to kind of crawl over there and sit down and lick my wounds in private.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.